Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Heavenly Father's Last Call. My name is Rodolph Bay Israel.
And I'm Adir Bay Israel.
And we are considered to be sons of light, Hebrew Israelites that cater to the 12 tribes of Israel, which consists of Latino Americans, so-called Native Americans, so-called African Americans, which consists of the 12 tribes of Israel. Now, we do our program every week on 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. And then we do what we call a Power Talk radio show after that. But I want to mention a few of our ministries that we have. We have one, as we're doing now, the Blog Talk radio show. And my brother Adir Bay Israel does a video on every Saturday evening or Saturday afternoon. You can catch that on YouTube. And also my brother Benaiah Bay Israel does his videos too. You can catch that on YouTube. And also our brother Chase does videos too, and you can catch all of them on YouTube. Now, also, we have a book buying ministry, which consists of, we promote several books. One of them is the Nag Hammadi, you know, the Nag Hammadi scriptures. If anyone is interested, let us know, and we will get back with you in helping you get a Nag Hammadi. Now, my brother has, you can reach us at adirbayisrael@gmail.com or dodaman@aol.com. Now, also, we have a food pantry ministry named after my mother, the Sandra Johnson Food Pantry. And you can get in contact with us at, again, dodaman@aol.com or adirbayisrael@gmail.com. Leave your name and phone number in the description box, and we will definitely get back with you. Okay, being though that said, also we have a phone number here you can call us on, and that's 845-241-9966. Again, 845-241-9966. Now, we're going to get into our topic today. And the topic today, and oh, before we get in our topic today, I want to thank the Eternal Heavenly Father, Messiah, our wonderful, beautiful mother, and Metatron for giving us another opportunity and privilege to be able to minister to the 12 tribes and also to look for light brethren and sisters. So we want to give all praise and honor and glory to the Eternal Heavenly Father, because last week, a couple of weeks, we've been having some trouble with, you know, certain things that we up against. As you know, there's wicked places and high, wicked spirits in high places that try to stop the Heavenly Father's work. But thank the Divine Heavenly Father. He give us the will to be able to continue on and to do these things. All praise and honor to the Eternal Heavenly Forefather. Now, our topic today is God will protect Israel in these last days. Now, I'm bringing this up because right now it's so much going on in the world, whereas though we're seeing everything under the sun. We got war in Russia. We got China ready to invade Taiwan. We have a lot of things that's a food shortage. People starving right here in the United States. We have a lot of different situations that's occurring.
Look at the wildfires.
The wildfires in Mexico, California.
Look at Lake Mead.
Yes. Look
Lake
at that.
Mead, the dam. Now, that's going to affect California big time.
Man. Yes.
Power plant go down.
Yes. So, we, like my brother said, we have so many situations that it's a frightful time now. Mm-hmm. And yet, this ain't nothing. Mm-hmm. This, as Messiah say, is the beginning of the pains of life. The
beginning of war.
Yes. So, you know, but for Israel, you know, for Israel, he said he's going to protect us. But we want to read some things. Now, listen to what Paul said in 2 Timothy, what's going to happen. So these things are coming to light. Now, Paul said at 2 Timothy, this is going to be our first scripture, 2 Timothy 3:1-5. Listen to what Paul said. He said, this know also that in the last days, perilous times should come, For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blaspheming, disobedient, to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, trust breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, disrespectful of those that are good, traitors, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such and turn away. So these are the things that is occurring right now in front of our eyes. So it can be very discomforting when you seeing all these things occur. You know, now Paul says these things is going to happen. So they are happening. So, but again, you know, I'm going to get into other scriptures that's going to talk about Israel being saved and everything, but these things got to occur. They have to occur. You see, they're going to take place. It's in order for things, as the old saying, in order for things to get better, it's going to get worse first. You see, so again, I want to take you to our next scripture, which is going to come from Matthew 24:10-12. Now, listen what Messiah said. Listen what Messiah said. Matthew 24:10-12, King James Version. And he said, "And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets arise, and shall deceive many. And because of iniquity shall abound, the love of the many shall wax cold." In other words, you just think about this. People that's of our nation that be in the light, that be in the truth, you know, and they be in the truth and they walk in it for a little bit. But what happens is, as it says, they start listening to different people and false prophets, and Messiah say they wax cold. You see, because all this iniquity that builds up in them, and then they turn away from the truth. You see, so this is another stage that's going to take place, that happened to take place. But yet we seeing this prevalent. We seeing this every day. We see these things occurring like this. But don't get disheartened, because these things got to occur this way. Mm-hmm. The Heavenly Father said these things is going to be this way. It's only for a time. But let's just keep paying heed to these signs and stuff, you know. So in our minds, we know, okay, Messiah said it was going to be like this. Mm-hmm. The Heavenly Father said it was going to be like this. Paul said it's going to be like this. So they are true to their words, but not for us to be discouraged, you see. Not for us to be discouraged. Now, which is going to take us again to our third scripture, and that's coming from 2 Peter 3:3-4. Now, listen to this. King James Version. King James Version. 2 Peter 3:3-4. It says, "Knowing this, first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own list, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the Father fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation." Now, how many of these people, I see these people all the time, scoffers. They always, like, how can the Father fall asleep? The Father never sleeps. He sees everything, yeah. You know? So how is it, see, because they put it where as though it's not convenient for them. So because the Father didn't show anything for their convenience, right. So they question, well, where he at? What he doing? You see what I'm saying? Scoffers. You know, we see them all the time and everywhere. Scoffers are everywhere, you know. But again, don't be discouraged. This is what's got to take place. You know, Messiah warned us. Peter warned us. They warned us that these things will come first. Mm-hmm. But now, listen to this next scripture that comes from Jude, King James Version, Jude 1. It says, even as Sodom and Gomorrah, and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, and set forth an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. See? They, you know, okay, they wanted to do their thing. They didn't want to turn around. They wanted to continue to do homosexuality and do, but look what happened to them. Eternal fire. The Father made them rain down on them fire and sulfur. If you don't know what sulfur is, hotter than fire. And that type of fire wasn't even from this planet. Mm-hmm. That came from the upper eons. You see? So it's showing you, you see, that although, you know, it seemed like nothing happening, they didn't think nothing was going to happen either. Look at Abraham's wife.
Right.
I mean, look at Lot's wife. She ain't believe. She heard it with her own ears, but she ain't believe it. But we know the Father don't lie. And if he tell you something, it's done. It's good, it's done. Another example. So when you see these things, keep faith in the Father. Keep faith in Messiah, because they letting you know these things are going to occur. They have to, you see, have to occur.
Let me say something.
Go ahead, brother.
Okay. My brother's giving you a lot of detail concerning a particular people. And, you know, when you look at the fray of the world, you know, it's confusion. It's a lot of confusion in people's minds about who the people are. And because I remember when I was asleep, I was confused like a mug too. But one amazing thing is now, if you know the beginning, then you know the end. From the beginning, the chosen children stood in great glory. And that is going to be the same thing in the end. This amazing thing about this is this. When it say that the true children lay dormant, that is a very powerful word there, dormant. That means it's nothing that the wicked can do to you, nothing that Satan, whatever the name you want to classify the wicked spirits at, or the things that's the polarity that's not doing the proper thing. The bottom line is dormant means it can't be destroyed. It's sitting there waiting, like the lion said, waiting to be roused up. So all the trifles that's going on in the world, when you wake up, it's like you just have a vision where you can see through all the physical chaos and you see straight through to the divine path. So all y'all that's laying dormant and the ones that's waking up, like the scripture said, from the beginning, it shall be in the end. And that's basically what my brother telling you. All the trifles of the world that's happening right now around you, these people, these vessels of wrath, they're going to receive what they deserve, you know, because they love the world, they pride for all those things that was created by Yahweh. You know what I'm saying? Was pride, jealousy, strife, you know all of them, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, all those things are of the vessels of destruction. And the ones that's laying dormant, that's being woken now, they shall stand again. So that's all my brother's saying, really, in a nutshell. He's telling you the judgment of the wicked and the resurrection and the restoration and transformation of the righteous.
Right, brother, exactly. You see, but even with everything that my brother said, you know, the Heavenly Father gives us signs. He gives us warnings. He shows us these things. So don't be discouraged. You see what I'm saying? Because these things got to occur. You see what I'm saying? The Father is weeding everything out. You see? He's separating the sheep from the goat. So don't be discouraged when you see these things. You see what I'm saying? Now, and I'm going to go to our next scripture. Is at 1 John 2:18. Now, listen to this. Now, listen what they say. Listen to what Messiah say at 1 John 2:18. Little children, it is the last time. And as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. Okay? So Now, we know there's many antichrists, many people against Christ. You see what I'm saying? But look at the encouragement. He said, at the end, this is the last time. You know, soon we won't have to worry about all these different antichrists and the antichrist, you know, affecting Israel, you see, because but we have to go through it. You know, this is going to happen. These people, these antichrists, these different people, you're going to see these things. But it's just not to be discouraged when you see these things, because again, like I said, the Father is going to protect us. Okay?
Exactly.
You know, his protection is going to be with us. You know, he's going to protect Israel. So again, you know, I want to go into our next scripture at Luke. Now listen to this one, Luke 21, 25 to 26. Now listen, this is big. We see in this tomorrow. Or
exactly.
Tonight, actually
exactly.
Tonight.
Right.
Now look how real this is. And there shall be a sign in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth distress of nations with perpetuity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts shall fail them, faint out of fear, and looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. So, I want to talk a little bit about what tomorrow is, because tonight, actually, that's a sign. We all know that blood moon that's going to run for 5 hours. That's a big sign, you know. And then it speak about earth distresses. We got so much between the war, between a famine, and we still got COVID running wild. See, the whole earth is in distress right now. The whole world. Then it talks about the sea. I watched a video where the waves came and just washed the whole ships away. So everything that the Bible said is happening. Mm-hmm. It's letting you know we in the last days.
Right.
But yet, at the end of the scripture, we ain't see this yet, but we about to.
Mm-hmm.
It says, listen to this, men's hearts failing them for fear and looking after the things which coming on the earth, for the power of the heavens shall be shaken. That's letting us know. Mm-hmm. Now, bear root is about to rear its face on this earth, and it's going to wreak havoc.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it says men's hearts will be faint mm-hmm. out of fear, because some people are going to die right instantly,
right.
Just like that.
Right.
They're going to be so scared, right. It's going to kill them, because
right.
Stop their heart. You see, this is,
yes.
You know, see, Messiah warned us.
Mm-hmm.
He warned us. So, but for us as Israelites, we're supposed to know we're going to be protected and we're going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
The Heavenly Father is going to protect Israel mm-hmm. through all these situations. Mm-hmm. You see, so when we see these things, not that we, you know, they say, you know, we like to see people die, but we should be happy that the Father and Messiah is going to protect us
mm-hmm.
from these things.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So just another scripture letting us know that it's going to be some heavy things
yes.
coming on this earth.
Yes.
You see?
Yes. And I'm going to add something to that, what my brother said, because like he said, the scriptures tell us in Psalms that we only shall see these things with our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go into Nag Hammadi, and I'm going to read that we done been through our punishment, like my brother just said.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's time for the wicked ones to go through theirs.
Mm-hmm.
And like he said, if I have done this unto my chosen children, imagine what I'm going to do to y'all.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in the Nag Hammadi. We on page 43. It's a do not be a place for the devil. For you have already destroyed him. It said, do not strengthen what stands in your way, what is collapsing to support it. It said, one who is lawless is nothing. It said, treat the lawless one more, but what is it? Treat the lawless one more harshly than the just one. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
So that means double.
Mm-hmm.
It say, for the lawless one does what he does because he is lawless. It say the father's will. It say, but the just does what he does with people because he is righteous. It said, do the Father's will, then you for all will be blessed from him. So
mm-hmm.
it's constantly telling you over and over again, don't be like the lawless ones. Like he just said, they're being prideful, strifeful, jealous, hateful.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to follow the law. They want to follow the world.
Mm-hmm.
But the righteous, we've been through our punishment. And that's what we've been through in this affliction, been inspired all these times now.
Right.
But now it is time for the wicked or the lawless ones to get
mm-hmm.
judged. And that's what you don't want, because the scriptures tell you clearly, if you don't want to follow the Father, treat them like the lawless ones. And I know you don't want to get, because trust me, you know what we've
mm-hmm.
been through. We've been through, like I said, we got one dose of it.
Right.
He said, get him a double dose.
Mm-hmm.
So if that one dose, you see what we went through, and you're going to mess around and get a double dose of what we already had? Come on, man.
Insane.
You better wake up.
Insane.
You know what I'm saying?
Insane, brother. you said so much. It just pondered on my mind. If you go, wait, let's go. We go thousands of years. Israel been going through hell since we've been on this planet. You see, you know, we done been enslaved so much that Jeremiah said he thought we were slaves. He had to ask the Father, well, we were born to be slaves. You see, now, you see, but what I'm saying is we done been through so much.
Yeah.
Now we come down to the end where the Father's going to protect us and take us out of this wicked reality, and you want to mess around? You want a piece of that after you done went through all that? You got to be insane.
Yes, yes.
That's why Messiah tell us, it says the meek and humble should inherit the earth,
right.
Not
right.
the wicked and lawlessness.
Right.
You see?
Right. Like he just said, what did Jeremiah say? Father, are we meant to be slaves? You know what I'm saying? Because that's, like you said, that's how long we've been getting our butt whooped.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you mean you're going, after all this butt whooping we went through, you still say, you know what? I'm going to be lawless. I want to get another double butt whooping.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to tell you, if you want to go through this second butt whooping, and he said if what I did to them was the worst ever in the heaven, so what's coming is double that. So if you want that butt whooping, yeah, you're going to keep following the laws one then.
And see, it's just like this, right? And I'm going to go to the next scripture. But this is so, it just shows you how insane our brains have to be.
Right.
Because when you look back on the slavery, you look back on the way they used to hang the women upside down, cut the babies out their stomach, and stomp on our children.
Right.
They used to crush the heads. They used to take the, go 2-3 in the morning, and the slaves go get the children, put them on boats and use them for alligator bait.
Mm-hmm.
You see, all of that, the father had to watch. You know, that hurted him too. But all of that, through all that torture and punishment, now the father said, I'm going to give them double of what they have done to Israel. He's going to make them pay for that double.
Mm-hmm.
So you mean to tell me you want some of that double?
Right.
You got to be insane to want that.
Right.
That's not
an issue. If you don't want to follow it, then let them receive double.
Look at that. Look at that. Wow. I got to go to the next scripture. Because that just, the faith, the thought of that is just unimaginable.
Right. Anybody who hear these voices, if you're not a so-called melanated person, or if you're a melanated person, just go back and watch some footages on YouTube of slavery.
Mm.
Watch how they was raped, slaughtered, killed, hung, you know what I'm saying, fed the alligators. Watch all of that. And then say to the father, you know what, father? That wasn't so bad. I think I could take another dose of that. You know what I'm saying? You go watch that footage, and you see that's what you're setting yourself up, a double dose of that. know what I'm saying? So if you're willing to say, yeah, I can take that, then go right ahead.
Yep, by yourself.
You got that right.
By yourself.
By yourself.
Right, brother. So this is going to take me to our next scripture at thank you, brother. That was very well said. This is going to take us into our next scripture that's coming from Matthew 24:21-22, King James Version. Listen what Messiah say here. Messiah said, for then there shall be great tribulation, such as was not seen since the beginning of the world to this time, nor ever shall be. And except these days should be shortened, there should be no flesh to be saved, but for the elect's sake, these days shall be cut shortened. So see, it's telling us, like, this time is going to be the worst of all times. It says, since under the heavens is never anything of this such. But listen to the blessing at the end of this paragraph. It says, except those things should be cut short, no flesh will be saved, but the elect say, the Father cut the days short. In other words, because like brethren, he cut these days short because he has promised us certain promises. So if he didn't cut the days short, we all die.
Right.
So the Father, see, he's given us grace and mercy.
Right.
You
well,
see,
let me. I'm gonna say something about that. I'm gonna say something about this. Listen to me carefully. Now, I'm gonna let Rudolph jump back on what he was saying. But this is what I wanted to say. What the Shekinah gave me when I read that verse and what my brother just read just now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if say he cut the days in half, you know what I'm saying, or shortened the days for the chosen elect. Now, basically, what the Shekinah told me about that particular scripture is this. Okay, I gave the wicked a certain cycle of time to rule.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to let the wicked know, and anybody who read that precept, that those people, the elect, I know the precepts say that, you know, that the wicked would be no flesh left. But if the Shekinah told me, really, I was telling the people that those people that I'm protecting, that I shorten the time for, how special they are.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I shorten the time. So you just can say, yeah, he gave us a lot of time to beat the hell out of them. No, he did that and then shortened it to let you know that I don't care about y'all wicked, and I care more about the elect ones to show how special we were. Now, that's
mm-hmm.
what the Shekinah gave me
mm-hmm.
when I was reading that, and it just stayed in my head. So I wanted to say that, but it's
mm-hmm.
the truth.
Mm-hmm.
We are special. Look all what he's doing. Like I said, the earth is only here right now because of us.
Mm-hmm.
Because of these so-called, like I said, niggas, how special we are. You know what I'm saying? So everything he do is because how special we are. You know what I'm saying? And that's another example of how special we are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know what? I'm going to cut the time in half because I don't want them to knock them aside the head no longer. Like my brother just said,
mm-hmm.
they were beating the mess out of us, beating us the alligators and stuff. And I'm going to show them how special they are. Let me cut the time in half.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Thank you, brother. That was a perfect example of showing the Father love for Israel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he cut the time short because mm-hmm. he loved you. Mm-hmm. That's why he cut it short. It's just like, okay, if you, let's take for instance, a mother and father. Okay, let's say, okay, we love our children, right? Our children act up. We punish them, right? But we said to them, okay, look, we're going to punish you because what you did was wrong.
Right, right.
But we're not going to punish you so severe that you won't be able to function no more. So I'm going to let, instead of grounding you for a month,
right.
I'm going to ground you for 2 days.
Right, right.
But you understand, though, look, I love you. I'm doing this because I love you.
Right.
So I don't want you to do that no more.
Exactly.
I don't want you to sin no
exactly.
more like you did.
Exactly.
Now, I'm going to cut it short.
Right.
But I'm only cutting it short because I love you.
Right.
That's how the Father expressing
right.
his love
exactly.
for Israel.
Exactly.
He cut it short.
Cut it short.
Because he know if he didn't cut it short, it would have killed us
right.
anyway.
Right.
So the Father cut it short.
Mm-hmm.
He cut our punishment
right.
short because
right.
he loved us.
Right. And actually,
right.
And actually, look what he just said. He exactly right. When he's shortened the time, he's shortened our punishment.
Mm-hmm.
So like I said, he showed how special we were. That man, that was a revelation right there, boy. Look at that, look at that, look at that. You know what I'm saying? Look at that revelation. Really, in a nutshell, that's what he did. He cut off punishment. He shortened our punishment because he said, I love them. They're my babies. No, that's what the mama said. They're
right.
My baby.
Right.
Help my babies. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, yeah, that's what he did. He shortened our punishment. Look at it like that.
Yep.
It's true.
Yep, it's true.
And look, we don't even know how much time he cut off of it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
Look at the blessing.
Look at the blessing. That's right, brother. So this is going to take me to my next scripture at John 6:39, King James Version. And before I go into that, does anybody want to call us? Our phone number is open. It's 845-241-9966. Again, 845-241-9966. If anybody feels as though they have an option to add to what we're saying or want to know something, you can give us a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, at John 6:39, King James Version, listen what this says. And this is the Father's will, which has sent me, that of all which he have given me, I shall lose nothing, but should raise up again at the last day. See what Messiah said? Messiah said he should lose nothing. That means not one Israelite, not one will he lose. But yet Messiah said he's going to raise up. In other words, he's going to strengthen us. He's going to bring us back into promises in the last days.
Right. Right.
And in that last day, we've seen it. We're going to see this occur.
Right.
It's coming right in before our face.
Right.
But to give us some encouragement, you see, because like we said, we can, you know, Israel done been through a lot. Mm-hmm. And this is why the Father having grace and mercy.
Mm-hmm.
He's seen everything we've been through. Mm-hmm. He knew what we was going to go through before we even went through it. You see?
Yes.
But Messiah give us right here encouragement. This should be encouragement because he said, I shall lose nothing but should raise up again at the last day. So he's going to raise Israel up in that last day.
Right. And that go back to what I was saying earlier.
Mm-hmm.
When I said that what the Shekinah gave me, that all we doing is laying dormant in these bodies.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that go with the principle he just said. Messiah said he will lose nothing. So you laying dormant, meaning the royal seed is just sitting there waiting for that cycle of time to be up so they can come on back home. You know what I'm saying? So like he said, I'm going to lose nothing. Because it's like a rose bud that you put in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the winter cycle go past, it's time for that stuff to come back up. You know what I'm saying? You ain't going to lose nothing. It's laying dormant through the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Which, like I said, the world is winter.
Right.
We went through the winter cycle, and now when the spring comes, when Christ comes, we're going to raise back up, and we're going to blossom and rule again. You know what I'm saying? So like he said, he lost nothing.
Right.
He lost nothing.
See, what was in the beginning has to be at the end.
Be at the end.
Right. So in the beginning we ruled, and in the end we are ruled.
Right.
You know, now we had some setbacks because Israel is hard-headed. The Heavenly Father called us stiff-necked people.
Right?
And that's exactly what we are,
yes.
Stiff-necked and hard-headed.
Yes.
So the Father had to, okay, y'all want to be stiff-necked? Okay,
right.
I got to let y'all, I've let y'all suffer a little bit.
Right.
So now you appreciate me. Just like when Israel was in the wilderness. The Father gave us manna.
Right.
Listen, manna had every nutrient, and it rained straight from heaven.
Right.
The Father fed us through heaven,
right.
And yet we complained about that.
Right.
Oh, you want me?
Right. Well, me
the
world.
Father gave us so much quail.
Right. Right.
We were sick. We were begging the house for manna.
Right.
You see, we stiff-necked people.
Right.
You see?
Yes.
So sometimes the Father got to discipline us. And that's through, even that discipline was through love. Because if he wanted to, you know what? Y'all don't deserve nothing. I'm going to let y'all starve and die. And he could have. And he would have been right. He would have been right. But yet, look at the love the Heavenly Father displayed.
Yes.
Even after we complain and cry and mourn and do all this other retarded stuff, that's why the angels look at them. Must be retarded.
Gave us water in the middle of the desert.
Right. Gave us water in the middle of the desert. Water cracked the rock and water came. So how much more do we have to display his love for Israel That's why I say in the last day, the Father will save us, even through our disobedience. You see, that's love beyond this world can even imagine. You know, he saved us, and we wicked, the Father know we wicked as hell. We are, we wicked as hell, and he still, he, that's how much he loves us.
Yeah.
You see?
But that goes back to, like you said, that goes back to like Paul said, the spirit is willing, but that wicked flesh, look at that.
Right.
But that's why, while we in these fleshly bodies of the archons, or the wicked ones,
right.
You know what I'm saying? It's hard to maintain. Our bodies of death, it make us do all kind of crazy stuff. You know what I'm saying? That's why I said, that's why it was, we were given laws in these bodies.
Mm.
Because we needed laws, moral laws to try to conduct ourselves. Because when we in the heavens, we got the universal laws. We don't know nothing about these wicked laws on this earth.
Right.
But you know what I'm saying? That's why when it said we came into the body, now we know good and evil.
Mm-hmm.
They know all these things.
Right, right. Because, see, remember, in the Nag Hammadi, it tell you, the demons made these flesh. Yaldabaoth made
right.
these bodies.
Right.
So it's through his will that
right.
these bodies
right.
is functioning.
Right.
You see? But the good thing is the Heavenly Father overstands it.
Right.
So he give us grace and mercy
right.
for being in these
exactly.
bodies. You see?
Exactly.
He give us grace and mercy.
Exactly.
So that we can make it.
Right.
You see?
Right.
He give us law of wisdom. Okay, I know you in those sinful bodies.
Right.
But I'm going to show you that I love you.
Right.
So I'm going to extend my grace and mercy upon you because I know you're fighting against a fleshly body that wasn't created by me.
Exactly. And even at Mount Sinai.
Right.
He gave his grace and mercy there too.
Mm-hmm.
He allowed Yaldabaoth to get his sinful ones, his law. And also, in addition, he gave us the spiritual and the divine and cosmic
mm-hmm.
to the children of light. So he gave two laws at Mount Sinai, but only the children of light know about the first initial laws.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, it, like Rodolphe just said, he showed mercy and grace even on that day.
Yep.
Even though he was mad,
yep.
he still showed mercy and grace.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm going to still take care of the children of light.
And guess what? We still abide by those laws today. Our nation is abiding by Yaldabaoth's law,
right.
and we as light brothers is abiding by the laws that was given to us when Moses
right.
first brought the tablets down.
Right.
That's why, that's what separates light brothers from the nation,
right.
because we abide by those first laws.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that's why light brothers, as the Essenes said, we commune with the angels.
Mm-hmm.
Every day and every morning, every evening and every night, we commune with the mother's angels in the morning and the father's angels at night. You see, and that's the separation of a law that our nation don't know about. Only light brother know about it right now. I mean, they may have heard of it, but they don't know about it as far as doing that. But it'll be our job to teach them. But anyway, I digress. I want to read our next scripture at Romans 11, 26 and 27. Now listen to this. It says, and so all Israel shall be saved. And it is in right, it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverance, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For there is my covenant
mm-hmm.
unto them when I shall take away their sins.
Mm-hmm.
Do you hear that? The Father means the covenant. With our forefathers, with Jacob and
exactly.
Abraham, he made a covenant with them.
Exactly.
You see? So, it's, you know, he said he's going to turn away the ungodliness from Jacob. So, in other words, he's going to take away our sins and ungodliness, all that Israel has done.
Right.
He's going to forgive us for it. You see what I'm saying? And on top of that, he said, I made a covenant to them. When a father make a covenant, that covenant can never be broken.
Exactly.
So if he said he's going to do it,
right.
it's done.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
He said he's going to take away all sin. In other words, he's going to allow Israel to be able to live without these imperfections anymore.
Right.
After
right.
all that we have, it's just, let me just say this. The Father is so merciful. And so graceful to Israel. You see, it is insane and sick not the one to serve the Father. Because the Father know that we sin and we in these sinful bodies and we do all kind of wicked things, and yet he forgives us. And he made a covenant where we can make it and live righteous and have good lives forever. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
But check this out. Also, too, now check this out. Now, I know what Dolph says, sick not to serve the Father, and I'm going to disagree with that. You know why? Because, remember the Gentiles said we was weird people?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right.
It's like the weird ass people. Right. You know what I'm saying? So someone don't want to serve our God. That's a weird mom.
Right.
So they think what we do is weird.
Right.
So that's what other nations do. They don't want to serve our God. Right. They want to serve the God of the world.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's, but the ones who are of Israel, then it's like you said, it's mad to not serve the Most High.
Right.
But if you of the other nations, then you like, they're just a weird thing. I don't want to do what the heck they do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's the difference between that.
Right.
But like you said, if you're an Israelite and you don't want to serve him, yes, that's crazy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because you know what's going to happen.
Right.
Even the Gentiles know.
Right. And see, and that's good you said that, because you know what, brother? Because see, you got to understand, too. Before Israel even got on this planet, the archives already built their people. Their people was already, they put their people on this planet. That's why that's all they know. That's their daddy. Them archives is their daddy.
Right.
So they like serving them. They like having a, you know, do as I will, or whatever. You know? Yeah.
Like Alexander the Greek.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I want a woman and a man.
Right.
And an animal.
Right. You see that?
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So
right.
That's what they love
right.
about their God.
Right.
They can do whatever. They don't have no boundaries. Mm-hmm. They don't have no laws. So what they just do what they want to do.
Right. They have no structure.
Right.
The Father give us structure and
right.
principles.
Right.
They have none.
No more.
No more.
Anything.
Right.
Exactly.
So this is going to bring me to our last scripture, Revelations 3:10-11. And it reads like this, King James Version. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man has taken thy crown. Mm-hmm. Speaking to the elect,
mm-hmm.
speaking to us, letting us know that don't let no man take your crown, because I'm the one giving you this crown. You see what I'm saying? And, you know, it says, you know, he's going to be with us in that hour of temptation. You see? But it says, for the world that dwelleth, see, it's just letting us know that, like my brother said, Israel is special. Mm-hmm. We special. This is why the Father, do and Messiah, all these things for Israel, because they love us. You see, they love us more than we love ourselves. How do that? How about that one?
A peculiar people.
Right.
Different from all the nations of the earth.
Right. Right. Different from everybody. But again, this is about to end our, this is going to end our show for the day. And I want to thank the Divine Heavenly Father, Messiah, Metatron, and all the brothers like my brother and I, the with all to do mm-hmm. live talk radio shows, videos, and to continue to minister to the nation and to look for our like brothers and sisters. It's all through their blessings that they bring these this wisdom and knowledge to us to share with y'all. But again, I want to thank those that came and listened. And hopefully, if it's the will of the Divine Heavenly Forefather, Messiah Metatron, we'll be back next week to do another Blog Talk Radio show. And we thank you once again. My name is Rodolph Bay Israel.
And I'm Adair Bay Israel.
And I want to say peace be unto you. Shalom.
Shalom.